Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Jeff chooses his, I choose mine. We let you know what they are. We'll post them at the website. Now you can have your blog or any of its posts considered as an Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. All you got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org. Under the Promote page, look for the Issues Etc. widget. It's a little picture of our logo. There's instructions right there on how to get it to your blog. If it's on your blog, then you email us at talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll read what you have to say, and we'll consider you for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Jeff, what's your pick?
This is Scott Diekman out in Washington. This is Herman Sasse, great Lutheran theologian on the ordination of women.
What's the name of the blog?
The blog is Stand Firm.
All right.
Sasse writes on the ordination of women, "Not every question can be settled by means of a friendly discussion. It is necessary to remember that in this age, which has a superstitious belief in dialogue as the infallible means of settling everything, there are questions raised by the devil to destroy the Church of Christ. To achieve this, he may use as his mouthpiece not only ambitious professors of theology, his favorite tools, but also simple, pious souls. Why women cannot be ordained is one of those questions. The Issues Etc., my Issues Etc. blog, we Stand Firm by Scott Diekman in Washington."
Well, that fits very nicely with what we were talking about before the break. I recommend Sasse to anybody. My pick comes from I assume that this is anonymous, but there are three anonymous individuals blogging at House MDiv. One of Jeff's favorite shows is House MD. I've never seen it, so I have no frame of reference here, but this blog is called House MDiv, and the blog post is called "If Pastors Believed Jesus Sent Them." Among the things listed there, if pastors believed Jesus sent them to their flocks, and if they treated their vocation as a calling into a divine office, when asked by a parishioner if he could do something, the pastor wouldn't tell them to wait until the congregation created a mission statement so that the pastor could check the request against the mission statement. Furthermore, the pastor, if he was consistently losing members to another pastor, the other pastor would investigate the matter as a serious problem rather than accept the transfers and call it growing the church. A pastor wouldn't implement a change knowing it would harm someone in their care, and there's a lot more there. We'll post both of these blog picks at our website, issuesetc.org. And I want to give honorable mention to a blog that I think has our widget on it, but this is just something you have to go read. The blog is called 4 and 20 Blackbirds. Just look it up. You'll find it. Some of the very best, and some of the very best Issues Etc. guests are blogging at 4 and 20 Blackbirds too. Just look at our website for our Issues Etc. blogs of the week, issuesetc.org.